Friday, September, or excuse me, I'm in the future. Change that to August 29th, and we are on BBS Radio Station 2. And I just wanted to mention that if you are on Ron's Creation Lightship newsletter email list, you would have received the notification for September conference calls that will actually start September 6th. If you have not received that email, be sure and go on to creationlightship.com on the right-hand side and subscribe to the newsletter so that you will receive emails for upcoming special events. And you'll also see the event information at the top of creationlightship.com. All of the healings that Ron has created for us are at creationlightship.com. On the left side are some recommended healings, free samples, and very interesting information if you follow down on the left side, including ascension information and miscellaneous topics where Ron has actually created groups of healings for us. Or you could always do the search for the topic that you're looking for. So, without further ado, we'd like to welcome Ron to the show. Are you out there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm out there. I'm here. I'm there. Yeah, we're live unless we're dead. So here we are. Today we're live, but, you know, are we going to sound live on an archive? I don't know. So here we go. So let's, today is Friday, end of the week. So it could be the end of your work week. And if you have any situations, you know, hopefully all of you have done your clearings and you have the unlimited and you, you know, are squeaky clean because you go up. Something happened to me on Tuesday and I cleared that Tuesday night, and Thursday was an awful day and I got rid of that. And today somebody cut me off on the highway, freeway in a car, or maybe somebody yelled at me on the subway, and I got home and I did my clearing and I feel great. So hopefully this is not going to be used by anybody. That's the way it should be. So this is normally you do your emotional clearing and then get the unlimited after that, and you know, you have unlimited usage, you know, to get these clearings off you, these energies, the bugs or whatever. So here we go. Let's do that for those who don't have the unlimited emotional. And here we go. Think of your situation, and we'll clear off what's hanging on to you as far as energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that should feel pretty good now. I have to command the energy, so I normally do number counting. And let's energize the light beam to bring peace into you and into your room. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Wow. I'm seeing a Cadillac in front of me. I'm in a parking lot doing this. And it's all silver. Like, it is like it's chrome-plated almost. Wow. Very interesting. Don't know. Anyway, that's what it looked like to me. Like, it was almost chrome-plated, the whole thing. It wasn't quite as shiny as chrome, but very, very highly polished metal. So anyway, quite interesting to see that. I wonder what that means. So here we go. Bring up the light beam. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more energy coming your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's see how our show's going to go. We could talk about ship clouds. This is kind of a night of our paranormal, so it's kind of more open to the strange things out there. And we normally, you know, have people commenting or calling in about weird events. So I'll turn it back over to you, Cindy. We'll see if we have any emails that might get the show rolling here. And then from there, maybe we'll have some call-ins from people that have experienced weird things. So, back to you, Cindy.
Awesome. Great, Ron. I will post the number to call in. It's 1-888-429-5471. And as Ron suggested, calling in about cloud images that you've seen. And in the meantime, we do have a couple of emails about dreams that just happened to come in, Ron. Would you like for me to read those first, or do you want to speak about dreams in general?
Let's go ahead and read the emails, and we'll see how that comes up and how we can address it or figure out something. So,
sure. Okay. So the first email reads, "Hi, everyone. When I had a bad dream, I commanded my spirit to stay in my body. I started floating, and then I woke up. This works for me instantly in the dream time."
That's good. So it sounds like they started to leave, and the spirit helped out to get them back. Is that how you perceive that, Cindy?
Yes. It sounds like she's doing lucid dreaming where she can kind of take control and actually set it during the dream. That's how I'm perceiving it. And then the spirit did help her help come back into her body. So she was able to wake up and make sure she was together. So that's very interesting. I'm curious to know if other people have had the opportunity to be aware while they're dreaming of something that's happening and how they were able to get out of it.
Yeah, it might be interesting. I was thinking it might be interesting if the people could comment if they are having dreams. Are you dreaming a dream with people you physically know here? You know, do you have people in your dream, like, you know, your parents, friends, spouse or something? Or are they kind of like a blurry figure and you don't really know who or what they are? Or maybe they take something out of your memory from like a movie set or, you know, a movie that you've seen, we'll say. You know, so all of a sudden, you know, you're in a movie with, you know, Marilyn Monroe or somebody, or, you know, one of the Arnold Schwarzenegger or somebody, you know, and you're in this movie because you've seen movies of theirs, and all of a sudden they pop into your dream field, and all of a sudden they're being used that way. I'm just kind of curious if that's, you know, what you see. And do sometimes I have heard people talking about, somebody commented on this years ago where they were in a dream, and they were talking to their friend, and their friend maybe didn't recognize them in the dream, but they had the same dream with maybe different people in it. But normally being, you know, a friend of yours, you know, they were possibly, you know, in there. Maybe they didn't see you, but they were in the same dream, maybe at even different location. Just curious on if we have any information from other people about that. If you... that relates to you, please call in so we can get an idea just to see kind of how that looked for you. And if that person or the people in your dream, if they are in your soul family, you know? So I'm not saying that because you had a dream with Marilyn Monroe or, you know, Arnold, that they're in your soul family. Remember, they got to use some type of... just to say film footage in your memory there, in memory banks, to bring somebody into that, you know, as a copy and paste. So I'm just kind of curious on that, what if anybody has, you know, sensed that. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent, Ron. That would be very interesting to hear if they or we are dreaming of any or all of those combinations. Well, we do have another email regarding dreams, and read Chiron last night. I had an awesome dream. In my dream, I looked up into the night sky and the hologram was taken down. What I saw was beautiful. I only got a glimpse. Beautiful colors, the bluest sky ever, and the size of the trees were massive, vibrant, and healthy. What is your take on this, Ron? Thanks.
Interesting. Yeah, I think yesterday or the day before, I took out one of the timelines of that. The timelines that I'm taking out are a little more elusive than what the first 10 were. You know, maybe 3 weeks ago, I was taking out those timelines. We'll just say approximately 10 weeks ago. But now they're kind of elusive. They only show up once in a while. And it's kind of hard to put your finger on them because they, like, show up instantly then they leave. So they're getting a little more stealth. And or maybe, you know, they're running out of timelines with all the people doing timeline crashing, you know, for all of these years. So if you haven't been doing timeline crashing, it's working. So, and you yourself probably know that, that you're a little more in control of your life, and the air around you feels, you know, maybe cleaner. You have more space around your body. That's one way to detect what's happening because the timelines aren't overlapping, you know, through your reality and in your reality. Remember, you can't see them unless you're on it. So, back to you, Cindy.
Interesting. Thank you, Ron. Reading that email about holograms reminded me that I actually saw on Yahoo, I have like snippet of news that shows up. So I see the title and maybe just a line. And one of them said, scientists discover hologram planet. And I thought that was fascinating because you've been talking about holograms for several years. And unfortunately, I didn't click in to see what they were talking about, if they thought that it was Earth, or I have seen where they've said the sun is a hologram. Well, Ron, speaking of holograms, do you think all the planets that we see are holograms out there, that everything that we see really is not real? Ron?
Yeah, I had I was charging my phone here and I couldn't use
the
button. It doesn't work when the charger's on. Yeah, I think all that you're seeing, most of it is going to be a hologram. Maybe things that are really close to you might have more energy, so they're materialized. But like if you look at something, say it's, you know, 500 feet away, very possibly you're just seeing a movie set, whereas, you know, something that's next to you, like a glass of water or something, then more than likely that would be, you know, a real manifestation. But I think all the rest is film footage, and it's hard to say, you know, what the difference is. You know, I'm looking right now at some trees, and, you know, my time is a little bit after 7 o'clock. If you're back east, you probably, you know, it's dark out. But I'm looking at trees right now, and the trees that are up close, I can feel the energy on. Up close is maybe like 20 feet away to 50 feet. There's one about maybe 100 feet, but the one that's over about 250 doesn't feel the same to me. The closer ones are radiant. You can feel energy off of them. You can actually see the energy. The other ones, you know, just are a movie set. So I don't know where that time actually stops on them as far as where they copy and paste and splice in stuff, but that's what I'm seeing right now. You might check that out tomorrow, everybody, and, you know, maybe go to a shopping mall and watch people. You might actually see them physically change as they go from their artificial created movie set person as they start walking toward you, then all of a sudden they become into your timeline, making it real for you. They can still be clones, but you might be able to actually see the energy change as they step forward, maybe, you know, that couple of feet when they start walking. So that'd be an interesting thing to check out. And I think we have a beep. Do we have a caller online?
We do. Hello. Welcome, caller. Please share your name and your information about clouds.
Yeah, hi. This is Raymond from New York. How are you, Ron?
Yeah, how are you doing, Raymond?
Okay, since we're on the topic of paranormal and dreams, I have a dream that I'd like to share.
Okie dokie. I'm ready. You guys have some interesting ones.
I know. What else is new, right, Ron?
What's that
okay,
song?
Well...
The Dream Maker or something, you know, that one song, you know?
Right. Well, Wednesday night, as usual, I was listening to your show Wednesday night, and you had mentioned that we do the space-time crash for each year of our life. Now, I started doing this. I started at the age of one. I got up to the age of four. But what's been happening is I'll be sleeping, and I felt something in my apartment, like I was getting psychically attacked. Then Wednesday night, I went to sleep. I was out on a timeline, a dream. Now, I don't know where I was. All I remember was that in the dream, I was doing the mind-to-heart drop. I was talking out loud and commanding my spirit to take my thoughts and drop them into my heart. And before I could even finish, I felt my body getting crushed where I could no longer speak. And I said, wow. So that was very disconcerting, because I know you tell us that the way we communicate with our spirit is that we have to do the mind-to-heart drop and we have to speak it out loud. So this was very disconcerting to me, that here I am doing the mind-to-heart drop on some parallel timeline, and some alien race, I don't know what it was or who it was actually crushing my body so that I could not do this and connect with my spirit. So I got on my computer as of yesterday, and I put up the alien attack page. And on the alien attack page, I just went to the custom box, and I typed in exactly what happened. I ran that last night while I was sleeping. I ran it for 8 hours. So now my question is it terminated? And I have four other alien attack pages going on as well.
Yeah, it feels like that got taken out, got eliminated. Very possibly, because you do the mind-to-heart drop so often, you kind of knew what to do when they took you. And maybe you started coming back here, and maybe they were preventing you from coming back. Or maybe you got back here and you couldn't move because you weren't connected to this timeline quite yet. So very interesting, because sometimes people freeze at night. I won't say freeze, but they wake up. It's never happened to me, but I have heard people, and it really is scary, because all of a sudden their physical body can't move because they're not completely here yet, you know. So, you know, maybe, you know, that timeline interface to bring stuff in here is not completed, and so you wake up premature. But yeah, I think you got rid of this stuff. I don't see much energy personally around you as you're talking about this here. So that's very good. We got rid of it, I think.
Great, great. May I ask you one more question regarding the mind-to-heart drop?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. I know it's very important to speak it out loud so that you're not in mind energy. I was just wondering, what about the people who are not able to speak? How can they do this exercise?
Oh, so that's very interesting. they would probably have to connect with me through an email or something so I can somehow do some special protocol just for them personally. That's what I would say.
Okay, because I was just thinking about people who may be disabled for whatever reason, you know, and they're not able to speak out loud.
They could probably, they might be able to possibly think it and maybe tap their hand or something, their foot, to give that the energy here in the physical. So maybe you have to be in the physical. So possibly by thinking it and tapping your foot as you're doing each word, that might work. But I need to connect with somebody if that is the case and see how I can work with. Very good, because you have to be in the physical here. That's why you have to talk out loud.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's like a lucid dream, and you're just dreaming it, and everything's in the mental, you know? Very good work.
Yes, I got it. Okay. Well, I'm glad that's taken care of. Thank you, Ron. I really appreciate it. Good night.
Okay, thank you for calling, and we'll see you back in New York in a while.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Raymond, very much for your interesting topic about dreams. And by the way, if anyone would like to send an email for a longer comment, clsquestions@yahoo.com is the place to send your email. Otherwise, if you happen to be in the CLS chat, you can list your information there. And Ron, we do have a few comments about dreams. Let us see here. One comment is, I still dream of dead people in full color. They are happy and healthy. They look better on the other side. So I'm just assuming that's part of her family. What's your take on that, Ron?
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me, yeah. So, yeah, you would see them in color. You're probably connecting to the other energies that would be dealing with reincarnation. So you're probably dealing with soul family energies in a dream. So you might want to, you know, get rid of that soul family energy, you know, do the soul family clearing. That could help out, I think. That's sort of what it feels like to me.
Okay, that's a good point.
That's a pretty strong, you know, energy. And then also I would think that it could be, you know, definitely soul family related.
Well, and that would happen with a lot of us possibly if we're in the dream state, if we're dreaming at all. We do have another comment. Yes, I recently dreamt I was Pierce Bronson. It felt more like a friend I was hanging out with. So that's interesting. I've never dreamt that I was another person. So what's your take on that, Ron?
Well, like they can duality. Copy. Yeah, they can copy and paste that. So, you know, they could, you know, do that, and you could think you're somebody else. That could be very possible, you know. Kind of strange, but, yeah, that could be it, you know.
Yeah, she was saying that she thought she was that person, but yet she felt like she was hanging out with that person at the same time. So it was kind of a double vision there. And I think I just heard a beep. Welcome, caller. Please share your name and your information for Ron. I guess I was hearing things. So I did not hear a caller at this time. So let's see. What else do we have here? Okay, we have a comment. I dream about my sisters a lot, which gets back into the family, soul family. And let's see here. Sometimes I know people in a dream and sometimes not. If the dream is not pleasant, then I commend myself onto the CLS Now timeline, and that works. So here's another lucid dreamer that it can control dreams. And Ron, what do you think it means when we do not know the people in our dream?
Well, that they just fabricated something. But you may have known them in a past life. You know, it's, sometimes it's hard to bring forth dreams. You know, normally I think most people got to catch their dream, you know, as they wake up. And maybe only have, you know, maybe 5 seconds to do so, and then all of a sudden it's gone. But so it might be harder to investigate that. But it could be somebody from past life. It has to be in your database or something that you've physically seen most of the time. Because they have to get that footage from you. So unless they're doing a major copy and paste on, you know, a whole bunch of people, you know, then they'd have to get somebody from another timeline and bring it into your timeline that you're going into the dream on. You know, I guess that could be possible, but I would think it, most of the stuff would be related to you because you have the database stored inside of you, which they can work with on the dreams. But it's not, you know, it could be possible that they could take somebody else's timeline and put it into yours. But I think most would be strictly related to you only.
Okay, good. Thank you. Ron, a few minutes ago you were talking about looking at trees and seeing if they were real or not, and suggesting we go to the mall and you know, watch people in the surroundings just to see if they're real or not. And I wondered if this would be appropriate time to do the clearing on our plants, where you take them to real.
Sure, we can do that. So everybody, if you have a plant around you, or even like maybe you might have a goldfish or something, or even a pet or animal, a little dog or cat, you know, we can do that now. So it's up to you to select which particular life form you'd like to have me make real. So just, and if you have a plant in a different room, you may want to look at it physically. So, you know, if you're, you know, put the lights on, go to that room if you can. And here we go. So making what you're looking at now real. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. It just starts to be glowing now with energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 110. 1, 2, 3, there we go. Coming in, making it real. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So normally if you're watching and if you don't jerk yourself, you sometimes will see it actually physically move, maybe a little bit over or, you know, left to right, up and down. I might see the colors change on it. The aura will definitely change. Many things can happen. Some people, I did one lady at one of the workshops, and her pants, you know, shrunk. No, excuse me. Her body shrunk, and her pants were too large. And she commented right there, you know, in front of everybody that, you know, her stomach went down and that she lost weight. And she was showing, you know, sticking her pants out like maybe it was 2 inches less in diameter than what it was when she came up. So I think she had to hold her pants as she walked away from, the stage, they will call it, where I am, where I bring people up. So that was one of the more interesting things. Everything is interesting. So anyway, I guess back to you, Cindy.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right. Everything is interesting. Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, that's amazing. Well, thank you for doing that clearing for us, and I thought it would be nice to give an example for those that would venture out to the mall or, look out around their surroundings to see real and not real. Well, thank you for that. And let's see, we have another dream comment. Yes, I have a dream. I was with Neil Young many, many times. Could this be my soul family?
Well, that sounds like it. I would say that'd probably be correct, yeah. Very, very possible.
That's very interesting. Okay, let's see. Oh, a comment regarding to the real versus non-real. My dog's breath is so sweet right now, which is not the normal. So, that's great.
That's great. She might even feel the hair of the dog, that normally the hair gets much softer and silkier and one of the things.
Wow.
So that's
Any other comments regarding pets or plants that you were able to see an instant difference? Just let us know in the chat, and we can let Ron know too. So that'll be great. And let us see here.
Oh, I heard a beep.
We do have a caller. Yes, we do have a caller. Welcome, caller. Please share your name and your information for Ron.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome. Please share your name and your information for Ron.
Hello. My name is Shannon Crozier, and I'm calling from Canada.
Welcome.
Hello?
Yes. Are you calling, calling in about clouds this evening or dreams?
No, I was calling more about my situation, and I was wondering if I could talk to him about it.
Well, we are speaking about clouds this evening and some other paranormal information. Is your situation paranormal?
It could be. I mean, I could have a bad entity attached to me. I've been dealing with chronic depersonalization for the last 3 years and a lot of emotional pain and deadness in my body and really bad thoughts. And it's black in my mind. There's no person there because my soul split in half 3 years ago. And, I mean, it's possible that there's something like I'm living very suicidal.
Okay, what is your question for Ron? Well, before we talk about that, what clearings have you done?
Actually, I just did the free one because I don't have a lot of money and I don't really know how to run your your site. But I did the free ones, and I did feel a small sense of peace for a short time, but it didn't change that, my mind is split, and there's no person there, and it's just for a very short time. And, my dialogue in my head is a lot of negative thoughts, but my mind is very tired, and I lost my spirit almost, three years ago already.
So you have done the free clearing.
Yeah.
And you feel like you lost your spirit 3 years ago and it hasn't come back?
No, and I've done energy healing and many things to try, and it's because my mind is not well, I think. And, my soul split in half because of an abortion I had many years ago, and I have like a deadness feeling in my uterus. And then 3 years ago, when this was all starting, I had to break up with my boyfriend, and I can't feel throughout my body, but I also have like problems with my neck and my tailbone, and I've been getting a lot of bites from some kind of insects, and just in really poor health now.
All right. May I ask what clearing do you think would help you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's what Ron could answer.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you need quite a bit of work.
Probably.
Well, the first thing, you know, that I always have people do is the whole lifetime emotional clearing, because that's what gets you into trouble in the first place, because your thoughts turn into the emotions as you go through situations and things. So the first clearing is to get your whole lifetime emotional clearing. Do that first. Next thing I would say is, sounds like probably entities. Get rid of the entities that are talking to you inside of your head. And then maybe from there do the mental and just see what your whole lifetime mental clearing and see where you are at that point. Let's see what else the callers, the people online have to say also. If they have any other suggestions, but you know, it does sound like you know, you have a situation going on there, and you need to get centered more and be with your spirit. And your spirit is not going to typically come back if you have all this stuff happening, because the spirit got forced out of the body some way. And so entities, we'll just say, could be the major issue that you have, because you're unable to get your spirit, probably because entities are holding the space where your spirit will be. So those are the three that I'd recommend. But what we could do maybe is have people comment on that. If they could send it to CLS Questions, what they think the person might need, maybe you could send us your email on CLS Questions, and we'll just forward over to what other people think you might need. We do have a lot of intuitive people listening, and also one that could have been in the same situation as you. So
they
got themselves, you know, out of that predicament.
Are you talking to me? Because I got cut off on the phone with you.
Okay,
yes.
Then you...
Yes.
Send an email, and we'll see what the people can do who are listening. They'll recommend different things. So I would do that. What you need to have is your whole lifetime emotional clearing, number one. Number two, entity clearing. And then from there, you know, probably mental body clearing. So you need those three. That's what I'd recommend.
Can you say the first two again?
A whole lifetime emotional. So the whole lifetime emotional and the whole lifetime entity. Because the entities are what's talking to you. And then from there, probably the mental clearing to clean out some of that energy that's disturbing you mentally and not making, you know, that connection. And then your spirit may just automatically coming back to you after those three clearings. And
have
on a free
heard of chronic?
Yeah.
Have you heard of chronic depersonalization?
What's that again?
Have you heard of chronic, like, depersonalization and soul loss?
No, I haven't heard of any of that stuff. No. Not at all.
No. Oh.
Well, I just want to mention one very empowering thing would be to not do energy clearing with others. And that would be dark practitioner stuff. So would that help Ron to do that clearing?
She's been doing a lot of metaphysical work on her, going to practitioners and stuff, having attunements done and things like that. That could be very detrimental, and it could also be causing a lot of the problems as the people bring in energies into the body, thinking that they're helping her or helping, you know, anyone doing that. I'd also do the spirit infusion clearing. I'll put that up on your monitor screen when you are doing those three clearings that I recommended. So thank you for calling.
Okay. Would I be able to another time about it? Hello?
Yeah, what's that?
Would I be able to talk to you another time about it?
After you do those three clearings, yes.
Okay, and how much are each of those?
I don't know. It's
You can go online.
Yeah, it's online.
Sure. You can go online at creationlightship.com, and you'd be able to look at recommended healings on the left-hand side of the website, and then you'll be able to click on to the healings. Or search. You can also search. Someone else recommended the abortion clearing, and so you could search for that, and it'll pop up and tell you the details. So thank you very much for calling, and if you have access to the CLS chat, you may see some other comments from our listeners to help you.
Where would I see
now.
The
Okay, thanks. Bye now. We appreciate your call. Ron, we do have some other information regarding healing. I do want to mention that on Friday nights, you do have the entity removal call, which is very, very useful. I was on there tonight, and thank you very much for that. So that could be something else for the caller to do on a regular basis to assist herself if there's other things that are cropping up. And let's see, in the emails, go ahead, Ron.
After those clearings, it could even go into alien stuff, you know. It's hard to say. That's why, you know, you have to start where you are with what you know is happening. You know, it's possible, you know, she could have went to a practitioner, and developed a shapeshifter or something controlling her life. So, you know, it can go all different directions. Most practitioners don't deal with alien stuff. They look at other things, looking at maybe past life stuff or whatever, you know. But, you know, it can go different directions. So, anyway, those three clearings are what would be needed to see where she is after those clearings as far as in order to help her. So I think everybody listening probably would agree with that. They might even offer, you know, a couple more clearings that might be helpful. But, you know, you first want to start with living here and what can be affecting you here before you start jumping into going out into the beyond of energies that you know nothing about, you know, because, you know, that's you got to get the home base here. The foundation of you needs to get cleared away. Then you see what's bothering you from there.
Good point.
Oh.
Good point. Boy. You're right. That would open her up and help her even feel what she needs to do next. Okay, well, we do have a comment regarding the real versus non-real. My cat immediately raised her head up. After Ron was done, she left the room. Not sure what to make of that.
That's something. It'd be interesting if, for some reason, maybe you're, just say you have a dog named, you know, Rover, right? And Rover the dog, you know, always came to you with Rover, but it wasn't really your dog. It looked like your dog. And maybe it was used to hearing Rover on a different timeline, or you named it Rover, and it's always come, but it comes back to you and it doesn't recognize its name because the real dog that took off, you know, maybe it had a different name, you know? Maybe, you
right.
know what I mean? That could be a different thing. And you, Rover, where are you? And it just looks at you like, man, what? This person's stupid, you know?
Yeah, who are you talking to?
You know, is a Fritz, you know. I'm not named Rover, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that'll be interesting. Maybe the person can give us a comment tomorrow about the cat's behavior and if, you know, if it's acting differently. Oh, my gosh. Well, I believe we have another caller. Welcome, caller. Please share your information with Ron. And your name. Hello.
Hi. I have a dream question, Ron. I'm hoping that you can help me with. Actually,
is
I don't
Janice?
Know if it's a dream. Can you hear me okay?
Is this Janice?
Yes.
All right. Do you have? You said you have a dream for Ron?
I have a dream question. I think it's a dream. I was hoping Ron could help me out with the situation. I have a bed that I have not been sleeping in because it's been in the same room where I've had a problem with my ley line. So I decided to revisit it and try to sleep in it again because I've had issues with whenever the first hour after I go off into sleep, I get these really severe leg cramps in the back of my legs. And they happened to me the first two nights that I tried sleeping into this bed again. And so, you know, I woke up with the excruciating pain of it, and then my pooch, my dog, started whining too, so I didn't know if it was a critter that was attacking her and me. So I got up, and I ran the alien attack cage on it, and I put it in the custom box of unknown critter that would be biting or attacking or putting implants in my legs. So then, now, I think it was like two nights later, I was drifting off to sleep again, and I was thinking to myself, okay, good. No, you know, I was okay because I really wanted to give this bed a try. I rearranged my room and everything. And I don't know if I was sleeping or if I was awake, but the cramp in the leg pain came back like an hour after into my slumber. So I was like really confused. I'm like, okay, well, I didn't have the alien attack page running for it, but I didn't know if I was dreaming this, if this was happening on a parallel life, or if it was happening right here in the present.
Boy, it sounds like kind of half and half of both to me. You know, that's what it feels like. Both things are true. Both are true, I think.
So, Ron, this sounds really, I know it's a paranormal night, this sounds really bizarre. Could this creature had come out when my opening was, you know, in my ley line and then just never made it back down? You know, just been hanging out in my bed? Because I'm pretty sure I did an object clearing on my bed a long time ago. But... you know, how do I combat this critter who was attacking the back of my legs? Is it just, you know?
Well, at first you're the space clearing. You get it out of there, clean your bed off, number one. Number two, if that doesn't work, okay, what happens sometimes is that we only perceive there's just one alien there doing this, right? And so, you know, it's attacking you, just one of them. Well, maybe they got a whole family. Maybe they got their whole ship in your bed, okay? And they love your bed. So getting rid of one of them may not do it, you know, but I would do the space clearing to see if they can get released. From there, you may be forced possibly to get a different bed. Okay, that, you know, that might sound kind of weird if you got an expensive bed. You know, and it could be maybe connecting to a ley line underneath your bed. So I think what I would try, if you're able to do this, is to move your bed possibly into another room. After you do the space clearing on your mattress and stuff, then from there, move it into another room and see if it still does it in that room. because it could be attached to the ley line, getting energy, and it likes that energy and likes your bed. And they go, oh, we got a home now. This is the perfect spot. So weird things happen, but, you know.
Yeah, really weird. It was a brand new bed. I've been avoiding that bed position with no attacks on the leg. And then I go out to the other bed that I have that I've been using, then I get the attacks in the feet with the needles. So it's like, where do I go? I've got the leg attacks on one bed and then the pins and the needles on the bed. But I do find I get relief if I put the tinfoil down underneath my sheets for the toes, you know, the pins and the toes. It does help. And the other night I got the real bad pins in the toes, and I was thinking, oh boy, I didn't think I had my tinfoil in between my sheets. I'll try that. I will try moving the bed out, and I'll see what happens, and I'll do some more clearings on it, because it's very disconcerting to not be able to sleep because of these attacks going on my legs. I know we're running really short of time, and I just wanted to share really quick, too. The other day you were talking about doing the space retrieval, and I'm really glad that you're telling us to do this, Ron, because I made up a chart, and I put down my age, 1 through what my age is, on a chart, and I went through there, and I used my pendulum in another form to find out what years that I needed to bring my spirit back, and that was really helful. It started with me like at age 4. And then from there, it was how many minutes I'd need to run it through that age. So my chart is very interesting. There's about 14 years that I need the space-time crash. Significant times in my life, and, you know, some of the minutes are running all the way up to, I've had like, you know, 100 minutes for some, up to 900 for others. And it has been unbelievable. I've gotten myself back from like 21. And I wanted to just say that when I first put them up, like the, you know, my younger ages, like, you know, through 6 and 7, I would go to sleep because my head would be really, really, really dizzy from these. You can't really do much else when it hits you really bad. And I would lay there, and I would visually have these visions of, like, walking through my grandma's house in Detroit, Michigan, of, you know, I'm like, wow, you know, I would feel like I was just physically there, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, that's probably where this all happened. I'm bringing my spirit back from all these places. So it's been a really interesting journey of getting my spirit retrieved to my body. So I really want to thank you for those gifts of giving that to us.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, I saw the lady who called earlier who believes her spirit's not with her much might want to re-listen to this archive again and, you know, do some timeline crashes and that like you're doing to retrieve yourself back. So, you know, space-time and timelines, you know.
And but, just commanding her spirit back to Ron, you know, you can really tell that her spirit was not with her just by listening to her voice. You know, just by learning your tools of the commanding my spirit back into my body, you know, it would be very, very empowering for her. And the self-empowerment is what I thought. You know, she needs that self-empowerment clearing, but... Okay, I'm going to jump off now. Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
So, kind of coming to a close. So we got our conference call starting a week from tomorrow, the Saturday call. That's the Body Rejuvenation Ascension call. That starts on Saturday, a four-hour call. Then we start our 3 consecutive Sundays of 8-hour calls. So we'll see you later, everybody. Tomorrow is Saturday Night Live in the Light Ship. And same time, we're on station 2 again. So thank you, Cindy, and we'll see everybody later. Blessings. Good night, everyone.